Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't mind us. We're just here on a Monday to coast you through to the holiday. And yes, that is me in the commercial, not Officer Farva.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you do with that mustache. That thing's got to go. I missed
Have
the commercial, I guess, last
worse
night.
In your life?
I mean, that picture of you is really bad. You do. You look like a police officer in a small town in Illinois.
Kind of look like a pedo.
I mean, like if you had a white van, you'd be in trouble, my friend. Like,
I think that's the audio I used. Said I look like I drive a van with tinted windows.
Oh my God! What? I missed the commercial last night. I must have not seen it or not paid attention or was watching something else at the time. But I woke up to a text message from certain individuals going, "What are we doing here?" So Dusty, you got to shave that mustache, my friend.
I mean, now you got a full beard.
It looks fine, yeah, but that mustache alone, like you're not picking up with that look.
Like somebody asked me, like, didn't you know you're shooting a commercial? I'm like, they told us we had to like read some lines. They didn't say it was going to go on TV.
Yeah, and this big in pictures and things like that. But
the only good thing out of all of that is that our creative content designer Sophie is a G on that. Like, yeah, she was great.
She did a great job on it. You with the mustache,
not
so
good. So
much.
I thought we were supposed to like this guy. Not anymore. You're not.
Children, stay away from this gentleman if you happen to see him in Lee's Summit.
Sir, can you please get out of the carpool pickup lane?
Yes, back to you right now.
After
right?
seeing that commercial, I look like I do blank.
Yeah.
Not radio. Fill in the blank.
Drugs, lots of them.
Where'd you find this guy, Uncle D's? Yeah,
this guy was hanging out in St. Joe in 2014, and he was the last one to smoke a cigarette inside, and here we are.
Woof.
I tell that Uncle D's story a lot, man. Guy took off his fake leg, scratched his nub, lit up a dart, and I tell you what, that was Uncle D's in a nutshell, brother.
Oh, did he use his nub to strike the match?
No, he did not.
A lot cooler
it would have been a lot cooler if he used the nub as a match striker, though. Yeah, still, like to this day, I'm still sitting there and I still picture a guy sitting at the corner of the bar, takes his fake leg off, puts it on the bar. Sir, no feet on the bar. It's my leg. Scratches his nub, lights a cigarette, and sits there and smokes for 4 hours and ate free donuts.
Well, happy Monday to everybody.
Yeah. Is anybody working this week, by the way? Because schools are out and everything. So is anybody working this week or is everybody just kind of hanging out this week? What are they doing?
I think everybody kind of works Monday, and then Tuesday is the coin flip.
They start to kind of.
I think Tuesday is the day where it's
wean
like
away.
Wednesday, like half the population's off.
Yeah. Oh God, yes.
I'm almost positive, because somebody was asking me like that. We went to Johnny's Tavern yesterday to watch the first half, as we had some buddies in town. And somebody's like, do you have to do the show on Wednesday? I'm like, well, yeah, we're on from like 6 to 10 a.m. I was like, I don't really have an excuse. Like, if I was Carrington.
Right, the afternoon, different story. Yeah, I'm out.
Cody and Gold, probably, like, Alex is off the whole week.
Yeah, Alex has gone all week. And usually it's, you know, we travel usually for Thanksgiving. This is one of the rare years where we're not. So I'm like, yeah, I'll be here on Wednesday. I got nothing to do except pick up that turkey at Smokehouse after the show. And other than that, hey, I'm good to go for Thanksgiving. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a fun short week. And hopefully it's a fun short week inside Arrowhead and they get this thing moving in the right direction where people can be satisfied. Because if you look at the text message line this morning, which I don't encourage many people to do, seems like a you know, an avenue of broken dreams or whatever it is on the text line for a 10-1 football team. But I think I kind of told you and warned you a little bit. It probably wasn't going to be a blowout on Sunday. I know everybody wanted it, but I mean, now the quarterback wants it. So hopefully against the Raiders on Friday, maybe it starts turning into blowout city to make everybody a little bit more relaxed about what they're seeing. But you don't apologize for an NFL win, right? You're 10-1 and you move on. But aesthetically pleasing? No, not at all. I didn't want to be paying attention in the fourth quarter yesterday.
I think. So this is what Mahomes' comments were.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have some blowouts. You want to be a little calmer in the fourth quarter. But I've always said it can be a good thing as you get to the playoffs and later in the season. Just knowing that you've been in those moments before, and knowing how to kind of attack it, but play by play, not making it too big of a moment. But no, I mean, I would say this more than anybody. I would love to win a game, not by the very last play.
Yeah, I mean, we all would, but, you know, he's right. I mean, the postseason isn't going to be blowout city unless you get some rum-dum in the first round, and I don't know who a rum-dum is right now in the first round of the playoffs in the AFC, because they're AFC, though, but they're not going to be in the playoffs.
Jets.
They're not going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, I thought you were saying rum-dum.
Oh, no, like playoff team right now. Like, you're not going to have, like, last year or 2 years ago was Pittsburgh or whatever it was in the first round, you know? Like,
well, and you won't play in the first round.
Right, exactly.
So either way, you're getting a good team.
You're getting a good team, and so you're going to have to win close games. You're not going to be able to go out there and blow somebody out in the postseason. So you learn how to win close games right now. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of the spoiled bus being ridden here in Kansas City by, you know, a certain group of the fan base. And you and I were talking beforehand, like, this thing in San Francisco right now, man, put yourself in their shoes. That sucker is done out in San Francisco and they have zero championships. So sometimes you just need to take a step back a little bit and remember perspective, because San Francisco is about ready to close up shop for the season. They're not going to the postseason, and they went to the Super Bowl twice in the last 4 years, never kicked in the door, never capitalized, blew two big leads in the playoffs, right? And here we sit winning back-to-back Super Bowls, and you open the text line this morning and people are losing their mind, and I just kind of laugh at it sometimes and go, perspective, man. Keep it in perspective of where we are, where we were, and what other teams are going through right now in the NFL. We got it really good here in Kansas City.
I think there's I agree. I'm not going to say that, you know, that you're wrong saying that we should enjoy the Chiefs. But here's where I'm at. And I think this is where I think some people are at as well. And if I'm not, but I think that this team is good and stayed good, that you have, I guess, you're allowed to have the, you could call it unnecessary bitching, I guess some people would say. Like, it's a term we use in golf, right? You didn't hit your shot well, but you're on the green, Frank.
Right.
Get over it. You're still putting for a birdie. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to be about 10 feet closer. Well, we all would.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, like, we'd all like to be, you know.
That was a game yesterday, and I'll be honest, was very frustrating to watch.
Oh, very frustrating. And for me to say it's frustrating to watch, you know it was frustrating. It was frustrating yesterday.
Because I don't know where 95's been.
Right.
And I'm tired of hearing it, but he gets pressure. Get a sack.
Yeah.
7 weeks without one.
That's a big number. You said that to me this morning, and I was like, whoa. Like they use the term taken aback, you know?
Like,
but 7 weeks without a sack for Chris Jones? Let's go, man.
We haven't seen that moment, right, for a guy that can take a guy like Bryce Young and sack him, make it third. Penalties, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that was not great. The offensive line, it continues to be an issue.
Right.
And I think that we can all get on the same page here, because you played that way against Buffalo and you lost.
Mm-hmm.
You played that way against Carolina, you won by three because Mahomes had to be perfect. Mahomes was fantastic yesterday.
He was great yesterday. My God, was he good.
And the only reason the Chiefs won that game is because Carolina didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina forgot oh, this is why Josh Allen sat on the bench. Even though there was 8 seconds left, he was still biting his fingernails because he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Mahomes the ball back with like 1:30 left.
Yeah.
So Mahomes had all the time in the world to go down, get a field goal.
Plenty of time.
And do all the things he needed to do, and he used his legs as well, and it looked like vintage playoff-style Mahomes.
That's right.
I know the other side of the argument is they're 10-1. These games don't matter as long as they win. You'll never go back next year and be like, you remember that game against Carolina? They only won by 3. But the thing is that if you do give it the sort of cruise ship metaphor, there's a few issues on your boat that need to be repaired.
No doubt.
Your defense is showing a little bit of lackadaisical. Mm-hmm. 95 points in the last 4 games, giving up an average of 23.5.
Yeah, this defense is not playing great right now.
Before, they were beating teams and only allowing 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about y'all, but yesterday, everybody in Carolina's front office goes, that's the quarterback we drafted, and he did it against the Chiefs defense.
And he did, yeah. He was great yesterday.
To have the conversation, is the Chiefs defense getting this bad, or did Bryce Young just elevate himself against the best of the best of the best, sir? Because like everybody else says, well, everybody gets the Chiefs Super Bowl. Everybody gets the other team's Super Bowl against the Chiefs. That's fine. But if that's the case, if Carolina...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Played like that all year, they wouldn't be the laughingstock of the NFL. That was the worst team in the NFL yesterday.
Well, one of the worst teams in the NFL. I think the Giants and Jets are probably a little bit worse off than the Carolina Panthers are right now.
It's a lot of really bad teams.
Yeah, they're up there. They're definitely up there. Yes. But you would have looked at Bryce Young yesterday and thought he was in the MVP conversation.
He looked good. No
he
pressure.
Was really good.
A step back. There was a couple of, you know, bad calls on both sides. It just was not a very enjoyable game.
No, it was not. And that's okay to say.
And when I look at that game, like I said, there are things that need to be fixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it'll be better once you get Isaiah Pacheco back and you can split the carries between he and Kareem Hunt. Maybe you get, you know, Hollywood Brown back towards the end. The offense gets an uptick. I'm not hanging on a bound for that. I'm just waiting for that to just do its own self out. But again, man, 95 points in the last 4 games, and you played Carolina, Denver, and Tampa Bay, and Buffalo.
Yeah.
And Buffalo's got a good offense. Denver, Bo Nix carved you up. Bryce Young carved you up. Josh Allen carved you up. Baker Mayfield carved you up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not concerned about the offense at all. They put up 30 points yesterday. The only concern I have on the offense obviously got fixed on Friday with DJ Humphreys coming in here, and hopefully he can slide in, you know, to that left tackle spot sooner rather than later, because Wanye Morris is no good. But that's the only concern I have on offense. They put up 30 yesterday. The big concern right now is the defense and the invisible Chris Jones. And as you mentioned, 7 weeks without a sack. If you're going to be in that conversation as the best at your position, you can't go 7 weeks without a sack. And again, I'm with you. I don't want to hear about triple teamed and pushing pressure and all this kind of stuff. Aaron Donald came up with sacks just about every single week. TJ Watt's coming up with sacks just about every single week. You know, there are a lot of good players in the NFL that are finding ways to get to the quarterback. Chris Jones needs to be welcomed back to the party because for the last 7 weeks, he's been non-existent. And to me, this is nothing about the offense. This is all about the defense for the last month of the season, playing like they are bored. And they may very well be bored, but you got to start playing better now because the calendar has turned to Thanksgiving. And now we are getting to that nut cutting time where it's time to start playing a little bit better than you have over the last month.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, not the whole offensive. I mean, the tackles, but then once they start getting, you know, blown off their rockers, the guards and the center start to get worn out.
Trickle down effect.
Yeah. damn grifters out here on tackles.
I mean, we got to do something, man, because that Wanya Morris, he stinks.
Well, they got that guy from Arizona.
Yeah, who hasn't played all year. We'll see. You know, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully he's good. We'll see what happens. But that's the area on offense that they need to get better. Nothing else. I think offensively, they put up 30 points. That's good yesterday. Defensively, hey, it's okay to start playing again.